Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got some first world problems headed your way. Brought to you today by Ring.
In exactly 1 week from tomorrow, I will feel, as safe and secure and snug as a bug in a rug, because my Ring will be installed on my front door and on my garage. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. You might already know that. They have video doorbells. They have cameras. They have light poles that can go on your patio, all with a little camera on it, so that you can be connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them from your phone because of the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. You're seeing these more and more on the news and stories all across. You know, when something happens, they go, the Ring device, the Ring device.
I mean,
it's really awesome. And as a member of Kid Nation, well, you have a special offer on a Ring starter kit right now, because Ring has this little cool thing where you can actually add cameras as you go. But you start off with the starter kit with a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. It has everything you need to start building that ring of security around your home so that you can feel safe, your family is safe, your children are safe. Go to ring.com/kid. That's ring.com/KIDD to build that ring of security around your home.
Thanks, Big Al.
Thank you, Al.
Got it.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for First World Problems.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, you got them.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one here from Sarah on the text. You guys, the level of suction on my vacuum cleaner is so strong. I can't vacuum the rug in my living room without one of the kids standing on the edge to help hold it down.
Wow.
Hashtag first world problem. Also, the kids don't want to help. Yeah, you got to mention
awesome.
That. Kids
awesome.
Never want to help mom, you know what I mean?
Stephanie says, I bought a bomb.com skirt, but now I need to buy new shoes and necklace since none of my current ones embrace the wholeness of that skirt enough.
Bomb.com.
Hashtag first world problems.
That's
I want to see that skirt now.
All right, yeah, me
talking about
too,
it.
Send Stephanie.
Send a picture. Trey said, I took my pop socket off and now I can't remember how to hold a phone.
Isn't that right? What is this foreign object?
So functional.
My finger.
They're heinous looking, but they work so great.
Right, right.
I need to get, I have one. I just haven't put it on my phone because I don't want to get too attached to this phone that I've had for 5 years.
Are you going to, do you want to go get a new one?
I do want to get a new one, but I'm waiting for that one to break.
New for 2020, dude.
I'm saving money.
I dropped.
Why do I need to drop
for me?
You don't.
What I'm doing and go get a new phone.
You don't.
A new one's going to come out 3 months after I buy a new one.
Very practical of you.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're right.
I got to save up for the kids' college.
Oh, man.
I know. I got two.
Oh, gosh.
A financial advisor told me that. I was like,
does that ever just hit you sometimes? Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll be like, I paid for my own college.
You think about that anytime you want to splurge on something?
Yep. Every time.
My biggest fear is my daughter. I saved all this money. I don't want to go to college.
Keep it for yourself, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's your money now.
That's money for college.
Hi, Angela.
Well, good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning, Angela. Well, look at you.
Good morning, beautiful Angela.
Right?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I love starting a day that way. And Kelly, for the record, I love your laugh.
Oh, thank you.
See, it brings laughter to other people.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your first world problem, Angela?
Okay, so on my drive to work, I used to take my multivitamin, my vitamin D, fish oil, yuck. When I got to work, when my coffee was cooled off enough to drink it.
Yeah.
Well, a year ago at Christmas, I got a new coffee, like travel coffee mug, and the coffee's too hot by the time I get to work. So I'm like, let me get to work and it'll cool off and I'll take it. Well, when I get to work, I'm like way too busy to remember to take it. So I haven't had a multivitamin in a year.
That's the solution.
I just try to get it in my diet now, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
That's funny. Vitamin deficiency, because you won't take them.
That's funny.
Man, some of these ladies, it's just the truth. It's crazy.
They're too hot.
For hours.
They need to figure that out.
Well, I mean, it's supposed
that's
to be
that's what
hot.
It's supposed to do.
I know, but it's
do
too
what
hot.
It's supposed to do. I end up taking the lid off and letting it cool for... It's just, it
takes forever. Thank you, Angela.
It's a first world problem. You're right.
That's exactly a first world problem. Hold on one second. I have a friend on the phone.
Friend?
Yeah.
All right.
My friend Cutter Butter is on the phone.
Hey, Cutter Butter.
One of your Fortnite friends?
Yeah, my Fortnite friend.
Okay.
Hi, Cutter.
How old is he?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
He's a man.
Oh, you a man, Cutter Butter?
I am. I'm actually a 20-year-old full-grown man with no mental health issues whatsoever.
Oh, God. God,
we'll be the judge
like,
of that.
Like, crazy people know they're crazy.
Right. Well, like, you know, you would assume a 20-year-old playing Fortnite like I do would probably, you know, not be very social, but that's polar opposite of me. I'm probably the most talkative person you ever meet.
Yeah, he does talk quite a bit.
All right.
What's your first world problem, Cutter Butter?
All right. So I was playing Fortnite with JC the other day, and in the span of about 45 minutes, I decided to choke two 20-kill games in Fortnite. Now, for those of y'all that don't play Fortnite, 20-kill games are almost impossible to get. And I managed to choke two of them in the span of 45 minutes.
I watched
with JC
it.
JC watching.
I was dead.
Wow. How much time do you spend a day, would you estimate, Mr. Cutter Butter, playing Fortnite?
Well, it depends on if I work or if I don't. So usually I work 4 days on, 3 days off. And the days that I work, I play about 2 hours a day. And then the days that I'm off, probably about 4 to 5.
See, not bad.
Not terrible. No. Okay. All right.
Cutter's really good, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
I try.
He's got a cool name, yeah. Cutter Butter.
That's his real name.
That's like a rapper name.
That's your real
Cutter Butter
birth name.
Cutter's my name, and I used to have a bus driver when I was like 7 years old. I was a really chubby kid, like really chubby. And now I didn't really realize until I was a little older how mean it was, but she used to call me Cutter Butter. And when I started playing video games, I was like, you know what? That actually was pretty offensive when I was young, but I liked the name, so I just went with it.
All right, Cutter Butter.
Name.
Yeah, that gives you street cred.
Look him up. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's the first... Did I miss the first world problem?
He
had two 20-kill games that he choked on, Kelly.
We won't understand.
He choked on them.
Yeah, because he gets really sweaty.
I got nervous with you.
He gets really sweaty hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for energy. Thanks for playing with JC, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Cutter.
Hey, no problem. I try to help out fans all the time.
Fans.
That's awesome.
I did become a fan of his gameplay.
Yeah.
Look at me playing with grown adults.
Yes. 20 is pushing it.
That's a grown man right there.
Man.
You heard that deep voice?
He can go to war.
He can go to war, but he can't run a car.
That's a man right there.
He can't buy boots.
Yeah. He can buy. One day he will.
Well. And don't you buy it for him, JC.
I will not.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do for Cutter's 21st?
What are we going to do for your birthday, Cutter?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe drinks somewhere near Dallas. I don't know. Maybe I'll take the drive from Waco to come up there.
Yeah, you Waco man right there.
My man.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to meet
you. Go Bears.
You should have a little get-together so all of your Fortnite friends can meet.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends
now.
Some
of their parents would have to drive them.
That's okay.
That's fine.
You could do it at one of those little gaming places. Well,
or my house.
Foosball or something.
Or
I don't know.
Like Chuck E. Cheese or something. I'm sorry.
Bye, Cutter.
It's so easy. It's so fun to make fun.
Still waiting for your brother to play with me, Jen. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Mine would be I get to my car this morning, and then I realize one of my headlights is out. So I have to get my purse and my bag and everything else, and I have to go get into one of my other cars.
Hate it when that happens.
Yep. I would just risk it and drive with the one light.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, no, not when you have a perfectly good
two headlight car in the garage.
Yeah. Man, you see those people that know their headlights out and they have the brights on?
Or the flashers.
Yeah, or the flashers and they're driving off fast. Thanks, Amanda, for your call.
Good thing you had a spare car. Phil says my coworker is having issues. Apparently, he did not charge his pencil. Really, it won't work because it doesn't have a full charge. Hashtag first world problem. I've never heard of that. You have to. You love
An
this.
Apple
you love
pencil?
Mechanical pencils.
I love
Keller.
Mechanical pencils. They're my favorite.
Whoa, that's cool that it can do that.
Charging pencil.
Yeah.
How about this though? What? From the text, I ordered my groceries on Walmart pickup.
Yeah.
I pulled into the parking lot. My phone died.
Couldn't tell them you were there.
And it was raining outside, so I actually had to get out of my car and walk inside in the rain and tell them I was there so they could bring my groceries out to my car, and then
that's
I had
hilarious.
To walk back out.
That's the whole purpose.
Hashtag first world problems.
That is.
Dang, phone. Rocio.
Good morning.
Good morning. ¿Cómo estás?
Good morning.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
All right.
You can speak this in Espanol or in English.
What's your first world problem?
I have a terrible first world problem. My electric toothbrush died this morning, and I had to use a regular toothbrush to brush my teeth.
Yikes!
Wow.
Now your arm's going to be all sore.
Wow. It's like a workout, huh?
Get that Quip. Like, yeah, 3 month charge.
Quip.com. Yeah. Get Quip.
Getquip.com/kid. That's what I would do. Thank you, Rocio. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, yours has to do with your charger for your phone?
Yes, one of my cigarette lighters in the front of my car doesn't work, and I only have two, so I can't charge my phone and use my breast pump at the same time while I drive.
Wow, you pump while you drive?
Oh, yeah, going on 4 years now. It's great. Multitasking at its best.
Wow.
Fit it in where you can.
So you're driving.
Yes.
And that thing's pumping.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It doesn't distract you?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm completely hand-free.
Wow.
It does kind of mess up when my windows don't look like they're that tinted. Mm. So sometimes it looks like people can look through.
All right.
Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie, we're here to pump you up. Hi, Katie.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
Doing excellent.
Okay, so my first world problem is I just got contacts for the first time in my life, and the facial recognition on my iPhone wouldn't recognize me. It locked me out of my phone for 24 hours. I had to go to the Apple store to get it unlocked.
How about that?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it is that super sensitive. And I had to go to the AT&T store, get a receipt, prove that I bought the phone. And I'm a small business owner, so that didn't help me at all.
No. Yeah right?
All because of contacts.
All the contacts right there. It does unlock the phone if you have twins, though. If you have a twin.
It does.
My sister-in-law's tried it, and it
did work.
It unlocked it.
That's
the
crazy.
Facial recognition. Isn't that crazy? Thank you, Katie. Glad your phone's working again so you could call us.
Got to get herself a twin with glasses. Yeah. Problem solved.
Get you something like that. From the text.
Yes.
Heather from South Carolina, Kelly. She wrote us.
Shout out.
And she said, I turned my front sensor off in my car because it was going off in traffic. So when I went to go park later, I was waiting for the sensor, and I hit the wall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're used to that and don't have it. It's a risk you run.
Yeah.
Risk you take.
Man. I just stop when I see the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know. You trust that beep.
I do. I always trust it.
I trust that beep too much sometimes.
Even backing up, like sometimes I'll just take my eyes off the screen and I'll just wait for the beep.
Wow. Gosh, I do things so manually. I don't trust it.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I trust everything.
No.
You're very trusting. You're very trusting.
I have trust issues.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
So yours has to do with your engagement ring?
Yes. So a couple days ago, with my perfect, amazing boyfriend, we picked out the most amazing ring. But now when he proposes, I have to act totally surprised.
But he knows you know.
He knows I know. I was with him when we picked it out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the day he's going to propose.
So that part will be a surprise.
He knows that when he proposes, I have to have my nails done, hair done, everything has to be done.
Yeah.
So, kind of the surprise element has been taken out.
Yeah, all of it. All the surprise.
So, you've been practicing, though, right? Your reaction?
Your surprise face?
I have, but I am such a horrible actor. I don't know if I could do it.
What are you going to go? What are you going to say? Are you just going to put your hands up to your mouth and, oh, my God.
I guess so. I guess I need to watch some YouTube videos about some proposals.
Who are you acting surprised for?
Well, we talked about it, and I really want my family to be there.
Hmm.
So it's more so for the family.
So you
planned it.
Yeah.
More of a show than a proposal. Or the studio audience.
Yeah. Are you gonna practice tears? You might have to bring some eye drops so you can pop them in there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll have to kind of like turn my head, put some in, and oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Well, congratulations on your engagement.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
It's coming up soon. All right. Give us a call when that goes down because I want to see the video, Elizabeth. I want to see how good you're acting.
Screenshot of the face. Yeah. Surprise face.
The acting. What if that's the beginning of her acting career right there?
Could be.
It could be, Al. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man? So your first world problem involving your Google Home. What happened?
Oh, man. Last week when we had that cold front come in, my Google Home is set up to start my truck in the morning when I wake up. Well, I ended up taking my car to work, and I got home, and my truck completely ran out of gas. It ran all day.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was kind of a surprise when I got home to go take it somewhere. And
That's funny.
That is pretty good. I didn't know you could do that with your Google Home.
I didn't either.
I'm not going to now hearing what happened to Jordan, though.
I thought you trust it. I thought you trust everything.
Yeah, you trust everything.
No, I trust it, but I don't want it to be, what if I don't drive my truck? And then I trust it too much that it's going to do it. Hi, Tori.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So my first world problem is I always try to go on a diet and not stop at Taco Bell on my way to work. Mm-hmm. Stacy mentions Taco Bell, so I stop at Taco Bell.
It's working.
Yeah,
it
right.
is working.
Yeah, but you're glad you did, aren't you?
I'm not ever mad about it.
That's right. Thanks, Tori.
Taco Bell will be glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm always happy.
Glowing endorsement.
That's my love right there. Uh-oh. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Happy,
how are you guys?
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Laura. Yeah. What's your first world problem?
Well, you know, I have a Starbucks reward. So it's my birthday today. So I thought, I'm going to order the biggest Starbucks drink. I get up there and the reward doesn't work and I have to pay for it.
What?
Aww. Oh, yes. No. On your birthday?
On my birthday. I spent $6 on a cold white chocolate mocha.
Nobody behind you heard that it was your birthday?
No.
I'm sorry.
You think that would work?
What a way to start it out.
If we went to different places and let the register person know that it's our birthday with people behind us.
I bet people do it all the time. Go to restaurants.
People would buy your
slice
stuff,
of cake,
right?
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. See if somebody.
Yeah, but I would do the drive-thru, so, you know.
I got you. Well,
they didn't have mercy on me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sing her a birthday song, Big Al Mac.
Okay. Was it Laura?
Hey. Yeah.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura. Hope you get a new Starbucks tomorrow for your birthday with the rewards that maybe work in the drive-thru lane. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Yeah. 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 Thank you, guys.
There you go, Laura. Hopefully you have a wonderful birthday today. Sorry you didn't get your free coffee. And from one singer to another professional singer because... bit psycho if you don't get your coffee in the morning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ava Max is her name. You've heard this song on the radio, and she'll be with us at this time tomorrow. She actually stopped by the studio a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You get to hear the interview and her performance tomorrow morning at this time.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got that winter warm-up coming up in about 10 minutes. Kid Nation will hook you up with the temperature you need when you go to kidnation.com and enter that.
All right.
Yeah. Even the location. We hook you up with the location where that part in Florida and how warm it is. Because it's the winter warm-up and Florida's extremely warm right now. We're about to get cooled down again all over the world. Except Florida.
It's time for Tidbit News.
In the meantime, though, let's do a little Tidbit News. This is where we hook you up with the news, but just a tidbit. You know? Because why give the whole story?
No, you don't need all that.
Just the headline.
You just need the meat.
You need enough like, hey, did you hear about the blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah?
Boom.
Yeah.
So, the New Orleans Saints fans, rightfully so, still upset about not getting to the Super Bowl. They should have been there. One 65-year-old fan actually passed away on Sunday afternoon. According to his obituary, he died because he, quote, was determined to not watch the Super Bowl.
Oh. That was in his obit?
That was in his obit.
I want my obituary to be funny like that.
He died like... What is it? Did you say 1 or 2 o'clock? Like hours
after?
Before
Super Bowl. Right before the Super Bowl.
Or write your own.
I know. I think that's what he did. I would love for mine to be funny. Or do you want yours to be serious, Kelly?
Yeah, a mix, a bittersweet. How about that?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. And then I do want the Weeping and Wailing and carrying on.
Here's one. I don't think we talked about this.
Okay.
Police arrested a New Jersey man. Let me give you the headline first.
Uh huh.
Man appears to throw ice, fake fall in office for insurance money.
Oh, I saw
this. Did you see this video?
This was the worst
this older guy
scam attempt ever.
I'll just read you.
But without the cameras, they would have
gotten away with it.
Yeah. Go away.
He was in his break room at his own job.
He was a contractor, so he had been hired by this company to come in and help.
Got some ice out of the refrigerator, ice water, poured it on the floor. This is all caught on video.
Oh, my God.
Then he went over to, like, the counter, held onto it, kneeled down, laid on the floor, and called 911.
Yeah. First, he got rid of the evidence, so he had the cup that had the ice on it that he threw down. He had to go walk over to the trash can, throw it away. Yep. Then he stares at the ice. For a good 10 seconds, it seems like, right? Yeah, like, all right, which way would
Let's see,
fall?
How would I have done this?
And then he walks over there and just lays himself gently down.
Gently down. As he's holding on to the counter, then all of a sudden he's calling 911 or whatever. Yeah, I've fallen. I can't get up.
And from what I read, I think he laid there for about 30 minutes before someone discovered him.
Yeah.
People were working.
People were working.
They were breaking.
So he just, he acted it out. I mean, he laid there for 30 minutes moaning.
He was committed at that point.
He was.
And now he's a criminal.
Have you heard about single people? Have you heard about refrigerating?
What's refrigerating?
Refrigerating is a service that helps you find love based on the content of your fridge by uploading an image of your food. You can get in contact with others who have realized that you are what you eat.
Okay.
It matches you. Yeah, this is a real thing. It's refrigerdating.com.
Everybody's trying to put a spin on it because it's such a saturated
right. What can I do that's a little bit
different?
I feel like most bachelors would just have orange juice.
Yeah.
Simply upload an image.
Nothing.
Upload an image and let the world know what kind of person you are. Refrigerator, they hook you up with a variation of fridges, different tastes, possibly. And you pick and choose from them.
Moldy cheese.
I did well.
Bacon soda. Mine has fertility shots. How do you think I would fare on this?
I didn't download or upload it, but I did take a picture of my refrigerator.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. I mean, it's like a bottle of champagne that our boss gave us
you
for Christmas.
You did post it on Instagram, didn't you?
This
post
was a
the weirdest
back.
Photos sometimes.
Yeah, and some old cheese, two pizza boxes from this earlier this week because I've had two pizzas.
Wow. Diet's going well, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Hadn't started quite yet, but I'm about to.
No.
And,
oh, I'm sorry. It was your laundry. That's yeah. right. This is the kind of stuff I'll post on Instagram. Yeah. Compelling content.
He got so many comments, though.
Yeah, but look what I wrote. 67? I'm like.
67?
Yeah. He created a little forum of just talking about his clothes.
That's my refrigerator right there.
That is sad, Al. That IPA looks good, though.
So you're going to take part in this dating app?
Well, I thought about it, and I was like, nah. I'll stick to
Bumble. I don't think a lot of single guys are going to want to partake in this thing, right?
Yeah, here. I'll stick to Bumble Match Tinderfish.
Speaking of services, did you see the lady in England who's wanting to hire someone to make every decision for her for an entire month?
Wow.
She's willing to pay you $2,600. She said she was inspired by the Black Mirror movie on Netflix, Bandersnatch, where you have to choose which scene you want to take on. I haven't seen it yet, but you get to choose the outcome. Not the outcome of the movie, but your route to the end. And the woman said, I lost money to an old friend, got stranded without any money in New Zealand, was in an abusive relationship for 6 months before I got dumped, then I got mugged because I took the shortcut home. I'm obviously completely incapable of making the right choices by myself. So she wants to pay one of us $2,600 for a month to make all those decisions for her.
But they say in a course of a day, you actually make thousands of decisions.
Yeah.
Some things you don't even realize you're making a decision.
Yeah. She'll be calling you every 10 minutes, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I want to know who I should go on a Tinder date with because I have terrible taste in men. What should I spend my savings on, among other things?
Yeah, which route to take home. It could be something as simple as that.
And I don't think she's found the right person yet. So if you're interested, that's a good job to get right there.
How does she choose?
I don't know how she's going to choose.
How does she make a decision?
What if I'm a bad decision maker, and now I'm making your
decision? Yeah, and then she makes the decision to choose you, and she's made another bad decision.
Exactly. Right.
Two negatives make a positive. Maybe.
How about the woman in Indiana who was arrested after she barked at a police dog?
You're not allowed to do that?
I love barking at dogs.
You could bark at them, but then the cops realized she had outstanding warrants and arrested her.
Yeah, you shouldn't draw attention to yourself.
Criminals do that a lot.
Right?
They just draw attention.
I would check, my car to make sure my taillights are all working.
Right.
My inspection sticker is up to date.
I don't have any warrants.
My license plate, everything's good before I get in my car.
Start barking at police dogs.
Because you always pull over for something random.
Of course.
Something silly like
that. Something dumb like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that lady's barking at our dog. We should check her out. Oh, she has outstanding warnings. Guess what? You're arrested.
Yeah.
End it like that. Just like that.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
All right, Tid Nation. We have a trip right here to give away. We told you how you can win this trip. All you got to do is enter the temperature of the day at KidNation.com before midnight, and then just wait for a random number to call you. And it's really early in the morning, so you should be picking up that phone, because it won't be a telemarketer.
Probably not. Not this time of morning.
That's exactly what Don did. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations, Don. You just won a trip.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
First of all, stop them. I have 3 other vacations coming up, and I don't have any more vacation time off.
Unpaid
time off.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, you definitely need to call back on First World Problem.
Yeah, you've been taking too much time off there. Well, you and a guest are hopefully off to Orlando. You're just going to have to take unpaid vacation.
I'll take it.
For 4 days and 3 nights at the Hilton Orlando, central to everything, unlike everything.
Yeah, the Hilton Orlando, it's a vibrant contemporary resort with an exceptional location. It's centrally located to all the major theme parks and attractions. And it's just minutes from the eclectic dining scene, the entertainment of International Drive. So everything you want to do is right outside your door. Plus, we're throwing in a 4-day car rental, admission for two also to the Icon Orlando 360. This is a 400-foot tall. It's the largest observation wheel on the east coast of the U.S. And this wheel soars with views of downtown and theme parks and includes interactive tablets with information about the landmarks. And this is all thanks to Visit Florida.
There you go. Don, who are you going to be taking with you, man?
Oh, I'm going to make it Hunger Games style.
Make people fight over
that. I like that. Yeah, let us know who wins and who doesn't.
No, I will.
We'll see you in the new bitch. Obituary. Maybe a funny one.
And I'm the one on pain meds this morning. Yeah.
Now we've all had those slips.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've been so scared I'm going to say something. I have been so worried.
All right, Don, you hang on for us. We'll get you all set up.
All the pressure off you, Jenna.
Yeah. We will get to Jenna's eggs real quick, but we do need to give you the temperature of the day real quick.
Uh-huh.
Again, you take this temperature, you go to KidNation.com, enter it before midnight, and then be listening for your phone to ring the very next morning. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, the temperature today at Epcot over there in Walt Disney World is 82 degrees.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Man.
82.
That's tank top and shorts weather right there. Yep. Again, Epcot. 82 degrees. Go to KidNation.com. You have to till midnight to do that, Kid Nation.
Sounds like a plan to me, man.
Time for some eggs. Our girl Jenna is finally back at work after her egg retrieval.
I got my egg retrieval. Yes, yes. Got some eggs frozen. And right. I have the number and a photograph of the eggs. It's crazy.
We have a lot of women wondering what it was like because they're thinking about doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
Freezing the eggs for later. Right. Jenna will catch you up with everything that went down next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Pro tip.
What's that?
For Kid Nation members wanting to win the winter warm-up, we have noticed that when we give away the temperature every single day, the website does crash.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's excited to get warmed up in Florida, thanks to visitflorida.com. So everybody's going on there and trying to enter the temperature. That's why we made it till midnight. So if it does crash and it's not showing up and you get that 504 message.
Do a little later.
Yeah, just do a little bit later. A few minutes from now, it should be back up, or an hour from now. Set a little reminder on your phone if you need to. Like, hey. Remind me to enter the contest in about an hour, and then it should be okay later on.
Would you like another pro tip?
You have a pro tip, Just Val?
Real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is next week.
Uh-huh.
Fellas, go ahead and make your dinner reservations now.
Some places are already booked.
Some places are already booked. You're absolutely right. And Thursday is Valentine's Day. It's a going out night, you know.
Uh-huh.
And even for Friday and Saturday. So go ahead, and if you haven't done it already, go ahead and do it now.
Quick question about Valentine's Day. Is this a trap? Because my wife told me, hey, let's not do any presents this year.
Yeah, a little bit of a trap.
Because she says we're going on a trip, and she said since we're spending the money for the trip, let's just not get each other presents. Is it a trap?
But flowers are flowers.
Just like flowers, like something small?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flowers. Get her something.
Oh, I was just going to nothing.
No.
She said nothing. Let's not get each other nothing.
No.
Okay. See, that's why I asked.
That's
because she said don't get anything. But
you've been married a few years now. You should know the secrets, the nomenclature.
Well, normally we do get each other.
When they say nothing,
she doesn't say nothing.
When they say nothing, get her a card. Yeah.
Cook for her that night.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Ooh,
yep.
Just a little robe, and that's it.
What are you gonna do with the kids? It's a weeknight.
Oh yeah, they're there.
Oh, yeah, those kids.
Yeah. Pesky kids.
Just go upstairs and play Fortnite or something.
Yeah. put them to bed early.
Yeah, go to sleep, kids.
Just yell, I love you over your shoulder as you're getting another kill, right?
No, they're going to go play. Kenzie and I can stay downstairs. Make it a mommy and daddy day. All right, so Jenna, you're back on the show.
I am. Thank you. Sorry, I missed y'all.
It's okay. You needed to recover.
I did. I got some eggs frozen, did some fertility treatment, and it was really cool, actually. I got the opportunity to do it, and the thing is, I haven't had a lot of friends do what I did. I've had friends go through in vitro, which this is part of that process, and they immediately go into, you know, trying to get pregnant.
Right.
But for me, you know, I had learned just in the last year that this was an option as you get into your, you know, early 30s, that it's best if you're not in a relationship and you're not ready to have children, that your eggs go way down. So by the time you hit 35, they call you geriatric.
So it's better to freeze them. That way you can prolong your chances of getting pregnant later on.
Better to freeze them before you're 35. And okay. I'm 34. And it was kind of an interesting decision for me, though, because I don't have baby fever. I was single at the time when I decided to do this. Of course, as luck would have it, I meet someone and start dating someone right when I, you know, had already decided to go through this process, which is fine. He was very supportive of that. But yeah, I wanted to take the pressure off because I'm thinking, I am not ready to have children, even if I was in a relationship. You know, I work a ton and I'm happy where I'm at, but I think I do want children. But what if I'm 40 or something before I decide to have a child? And so to have this option, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And I had heard that, oh, it's nothing. It's easy. Wasn't quite as easy as I had anticipated, but it was still pretty quick. I think when you look back on this couple, it was just a 2-week period. In hindsight, I think it'll be nothing. I think right now, being in the heart of it, it was like, okay, well, this was a little more than I anticipated.
Right.
But it's a couple weeks of shots that you give to yourself. Those really aren't that big of a deal. I mean, unless you really don't like needles, but you got to do the shots.
Jenna showed me one time she was trying to give herself her shot, and then the needle wasn't going in.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple in there.
Was it just because you were shy? Shy of the draw, or just needles?
No, the boyfriend sent me a photo of a bullfighter and said that's what I looked like. Apparently, I wind up too much. I like stabbing myself. No, you know what? Once you do the first one, it was really no big deal. I was worried about, the things I was worried about weren't the problems in the long run. I was worried about, you know, you hear that you gain a lot of weight and some of the more superficial things, like you hear you gain weight and then you hear that you might get crazy from all the hormones because they kick your hormones way up. Well, for me, I was metabolizing the medicine and my estrogen levels were really low when I started, which was actually kind of cool. So I had to take even more medicine to get myself to a point. So basically what they do is they pump you full of estrogen and then convince your body to do more than one egg. Because usually as a woman, you only have one egg in each ovary every other month. That's how you ovulate. So they try and get as many healthy eggs as possible, and they go in for the retrieval. So my surgery was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That's why I got pushed today. I had to do some extra medicine to get myself there.
Wow.
They don't want bad eggs.
Yeah.
They want them to be good and mature and ready to go so they can take them out, and right away they flash freeze them, and it's really incredible how they do it. I mean, they do it in the surgical facility I was in. The procedure was maybe 30 minutes. You know, you get an IV, they put you under, you walk in there, you lay down, they put you out. It was great and quick. They take the eggs right away and freeze them and sent me a photo of them, and then I can use those eggs
whenever you want.
Probably really good for the next 10 years. There's a 70-80% chance that they will all be good to use. I mean, of course, it would have to be mixed with someone else.
Okay.
A lot of couples, when they do this, they immediately mix it with the sperm so they have an embryo. For me, yeah, boyfriend and I talked about that kind of as a joke because we're so newly dating, but it's like, what if we end up staying together? It was kind of funny. Like, do we make an embryo?
Isn't that what happened to Sofia Vergara? She froze her eggs, but then she mixed them with her then boyfriend or fiance, and then they broke up.
Yeah, and then you have to just decide right from the jump. I mean, I had to decide what I want to do with them. There's a lot of legal stuff you have to sign. You know, do you want to donate them? I have chosen, I can change it once I get a partner, but they say a lot of people leave them to their sister or family member, but I'm not going to leave them to my mom or a family member. I don't think they want them.
Right.
So I decided to donate to a couple. You can donate to science or you can donate to someone. So that's where I stand right now with them.
Okay.
Whoa. If I don't, that's what happens if you die and you don't use them. It's a lot of adult decisions to be made alone going in there.
It's adulting, yeah.
Did you have to go to the doctor every day, right?
Other day for blood work. They monitor you really closely. They really take care of you. They stay in touch with you because they don't want your hormones to be too crazy. But I didn't act crazy. I started getting a little frustrated by the end because you do a lot of shots and you start to feel like, oh, you can't exercise the whole time. So you feel like, oh, I just want to be done with this. But it's over. Yeah, I'm still really... I have a lot of cramps right now. I feel pretty uncomfortable. From really prep, bloated.
From prep to Tuesday, how long did it take?
Truthfully, it's about a month, I would say. It's 2 weeks of shots, but it's about a month because you have to, you know, go off birth control. Yeah. You have to get your body ready. Crazy what the body's able to do. I've had so many supportive people reach out, though, and women that have gone through in vitro and sort. And I don't know. It's just really fascinating what your body can do. I mean, I look a few months pregnant.
Like early stages?
Yeah. It's crazy. Even right now, you stay really bloated, right, until you cycle again. Anyway, so you guys took a guess on how many eggs I was going to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And I said they try and get, it can vary. You know, some women have a really hard time making eggs, so they go through this process. I highly recommend you can go get simple blood work done and see how many eggs you likely have, how fertile you are. And that's, I think, a free blood test. You should go do that.
Okay.
If this interests you at all. But I came out of there with... 19 eggs.
Wow.
Whoa.
A lot.
Only 17 were quality enough to be frozen.
Wow.
And I think you guessed 17, and there they are. There's a photo. Look at all those eggs that were in there.
Wow. That's a lot of eggs.
Little eggs?
Yep. So they say it takes anywhere from 5 to 10 for one baby. They like to say it. That I need about 5 to 10 eggs to get, because sometimes they won't. You know, they won't work down the road.
If you wanted to have twins, would you need...
two embryos implanted.
Fertilize two of the eggs?
Yeah, but yeah, they'd have to be fertilized.
Oh.
Right.
But one of the eggs can split.
Yep. Yeah, one of the eggs can split.
And then you can end up with triplets.
Three, four, five, whatever.
They say now doctors, I believe, are more inclined to just do one at a time than they are two. Unless you really, really say you want to have twins. But
I think when you're older and it's like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
They go with two.
Did you just do one?
Okay. I did two.
Oh, yeah.
And the one did split.
So you almost...
So I almost had twins and Emma Kelly.
Triplets, basically.
Then the one that split never developed a heartbeat.
Wow.
Wow.
And then when I shed it, I thought I was having a miscarriage.
Yeah,
it was.
I bet.
So it sent you into a... You were afraid that it didn't take.
Well, I was pregnant, but then I started bleeding, and I thought I was having a miscarriage because I was... shedding the one that
it's
didn't
been
take.
So interesting for me, because it's really, especially being in a new relationship, it's had us talking about babies more than I ever would with a new boyfriend, and he's been so supportive and cool. I found that I think guys are two different types. They're either the guy that you know would be comfortable when you're in there having a baby giving birth, or they're the guy that's like, I don't really want to see the medical side of this stuff. And he's like how you are, Tracy. He's been really great, really comfortable.
Oh, you're gonna be in there with the camera, with the close-ups,
like touching my stomach, being really I think he'd be. He hasn't seemed to be grossed out by anything. He's been comfortable. But it's cool because it totally takes the pressure off of this.
Yeah.
I would hope it takes the pressure off of him and the relationship, because now I could have a child at 40 or 45 at this point, and still those eggs would be like I'm my age now. So it's really fascinating. I think
so
it's really cool for working women or women that haven't, found that partner, and then they want to preserve time, really. That's what you get to do.
Yeah. You want to have babies one day, that's the best way to go.
So I'm through it.
And what an interesting way to start your relationship with your boyfriend.
Very. I'm glad we had about a month in there before I started this.
Yeah.
Because this has been a lot. Yeah. It's been a lot.
Well, Jenna has 17 eggs. Where do they stay at?
They're frozen. They have a little home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, out at Fertility Specialist of Texas. Yeah.
So they just chill there, boom, until they're ready to
go. Chilling in a freezer
there.
Until I come back and say, all right, I'm ready to use them.
Well, congratulations, Jen. I'm glad it went well.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better, because I know you weren't feeling very good after the anesthesia.
I'm sorry, yeah. I was a little more sore than I thought I would be, but I'm okay now. Just a little sore.
Don't feel sorry. That's your body letting you know, hey, give me a couple minutes.
It was good. I'm three seasons into Game of Thrones. That's all I've done is lay on the couch. All I've done is lay and watch Game of Thrones.
Perfect. Are you going to name all 17?
I would love for y'all to name some of them if you want.
Send them her way on the DMs and on Instagram if you want. Find our Instagram pages, by the way, at kidnation.com. All our handles are over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got another sandwich and some loving podcast for you this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
This is a podcast between Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Easy for you to say.
Kelly Raspberry Evans.
Podcast went last night, too.
You and your husband.
Yeah, we recorded Wednesday nights before it's dropped on Thursday mornings. We're those last-minute kind of people. And we also have another one comes out on Mondays. But it's just from the time we sat down last night, it was just one thing went wrong after another. We had internet connection problems. Alan had to leave for a minute during the middle of the podcast to take care of some things.
Oh, yeah?
and
like what, Kelly?
Yeah,
where'd you go?
Maybe some, you know, issues that you had to address.
Technical issues?
Very technical.
Oh yeah,
very technical. yeah, it's just one thing after another.
Bomb gas.
So on camera, he just left you there?
At some point, Alan sometimes says things that I find to be inappropriate.
He's a dude.
Maybe sometimes rather vulgar. And yeah.
He's a dude's
so
dude.
By the end of the podcast, we'd had it. And we were rehashing everything. Because a lot of things were happening I don't think the people listening to the podcast would have realized. So we finally had to just get it all out.
We're getting a glimpse at a Kelly Raspberry, Alan Evans argument.
People thought we were arguing. We were not arguing.
You were ranting?
We were mutually frustrated.
Okay, let's determine.
All right.
Let's determine here if they were arguing
live
or not.
Well, yeah, okay.
This is
from
Kelly,
the podcast.
Kelly and her husband, Alan, on a sandwich and some loving last night.
I didn't say anything that...
You wouldn't say in front of your mother?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Would you say in front of Jerry Raspberry?
No, probably not.
All right, then.
But they're
my
not...
My point is proven.
No, it's not proven because they're not listeners of the podcast.
Oh, my mother was that one time when you were talking about flopping around. That's the one my mother chose to listen to. That was great. All right, let's go.
And this is why my sister doesn't listen.
I don't blame her. But thank the rest of you for listening so much. We appreciate it. And we'll be back.
Wow.
Next time.
What happened after the mics were turned off and the camera?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Behind the mic.
He got up and left again to take care of issues.
Wow. Oh, a two-flusher.
Yeah, but then it was fine. We were, honestly, y'all, if everybody thinks, if you listened to last night's podcast, you might think we were really fine. He went and got his guitar out, and he's.
I was gonna say you look so lovey-dovey on the pics that you post.
Yeah,
everybody looks lovey-dovey.
Couples
pictures.
Like argue, just, but that's just how you guys
over.
Talk. Yeah.
It was over. It was done. There was no need to rehash it. He went and got his guitar, and we're gonna try to sing a song on the next podcast. Jason, you might be able to help with this.
Oh, what song are you guys gonna do? Is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Okay,
but we're really excited about it. But it's a little bit difficult, so he's been working on that.
I could
so
be
we're
back
really
up.
Fine afterwards.
Okay,
but man. Last night was a rough one, so if you want to plow through it with us, listen to today's podcast. It'll be out at 10 Central this morning.
Sometimes people enjoy listening to train wrecks.
Ooh,
yeah.
What's this flopping around, though?
Yeah, what was flopping around?
You can imagine. My mother heard it, and I was embarrassed by it. You understand what was...
He was doing the whirly?
I think you can imagine what I'm talking about without me being vulgar.
Oh, why is he doing...
Was he dancing?
He's flopping.
Flopping around. Uh-huh.
Floppity floppity flop.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Just having a good time.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Now, people have requested you be a guest on the podcast, so maybe we can work it out this weekend.
Was he doing jumping jacks?
JC, stop it. I'll get him to demonstrate for you when you come over.
That's okay. Well, yeah, you go ahead and that's all you, JC.
Aren't you interested?
I don't need it. No, I can just kind of use my imagination. Not that I'm using my imagination. Or Alan flopping.
Yeah.
But I can.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
But I can use my, you know, I know what it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need to see.
This is almost as awkward as the end of my podcast last night. So let's stop.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We love reading your text messages, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of support for Jenna. She talked about her egg retrieval earlier on. The one question that kept popping up, Jenna, was is it something that could be affordable for families?
Well, it's interesting. I've had a lot of people write me. It can be expensive. Let me just say that. However, I've had some friends that have done things like this, and depending on where they work, their company has covered a lot of it, which has been really interesting. I think it depends on where you work and your company and insurance. But it, you know, if you have a medical need to get something like this done, you know, you can save a lot of money that way. And sometimes you just have to look into your company policy. Sometimes they will cover some of it for you.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, that was the questions that were coming in because people were wondering about the money. You do want to know what something costs, usually.
Right.
But you can look into that. And it's not cheap because it is a medical procedure. You know, you are doing...
But think about what you're looking at down the road.
Exactly.
You know, if those options become zero for you to have your own children, you'll be adopting.
You'd pay any amount at that point.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Right. And we did get a lot of responses from the interview we had with Kathy Kleiner, who is one of the two Chi Omega survivors from the Ted Bundy attacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I said, hey, is that interview up on the website? Yes, it is.
Fascinating, right?
It's so fascinating to hear her speak and that she's able to talk about it. Yeah. Some people have post-traumatic stress, and they don't want to even touch that. But she was very open, and and she let us know what she was going through and what she's been through ever since.
You know, really real talk, since I've watched so much of that, part of me has wondered if maybe our biggest question was, why didn't some of these filmmakers reach out to you? And I'm thinking maybe it's because she sounds so stable, you know, that she didn't seem super affected by the whole thing.
Yeah,
sometimes they want to speak to survivors that are much more emotional about it.
Yeah,
that maybe they didn't think, because she seems so... Well, it happened, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She didn't let that drag her down. She says, why would I need to live my life.
And everything else that happened to her.
And then everything else. Yeah, she got robbed at gunpoint. She had so many things go wrong, and she's still a happy person.
Cancer.
Right. Cancer, breast cancer survivor. I think, too, the survivor they did have on the Ted Bundy tapes, she seemed like she was...
Okay.
She was okay.
Yeah.
She got in a car with the man and had to fight him off and got out and escaped.
Right.
And she seemed like she was okay. And
adjusted.
She didn't adjusted and... Everything was going okay.
But they wanted to talk to somebody. I was reading a little bit about that, that could explain what he used, what technique he used.
Right, because
with the sorority girls, he just surprised them. With this girl, he lured her. How did he do it?
With the injury, right?
Why would you get into a car with a stranger? No, he was posing as a police officer.
He showed her the badge, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other incidents, they believe he posed as, because they saw him, they spotted him on a beach with his arm in a sling.
I'm going to try and watch it this weekend. Will it put me in a bad place? Like,
no.
Does it leave you, okay.
Not in a bad place, just in a...
You're like, huh?
It's kind of a wow.
Yeah, it's more of a wow feeling.
Okay, I just wanted to know that, like, so I can frame when I watch it, you know, to expect.
It's less than 4 hours.
Okay.
It's only four episodes, but...
I've been thinking about getting into that show we were just talking about.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
That's
I watched
next.
That.
That's next for me this week. I think we'll get
that's
it.
That's one of those shows that you're going to watch. And that's different. It's only an hour and a half of your time.
Oh, okay.
But you are going to be, especially as parents, you are going to be so frustrated when you watch it. You're going to be angry.
Everybody keeps using the same word. Disturbing.
Okay.
Everybody uses
very
that.
Disturbing.
Disturbing.
Yes. This is a family who their next door neighbor they allowed to be a little too close to one of their daughters.
Oh, okay.
And you know, everything's 2020 in hindsight, right? You're able to look at it and see what a creep this guy was. But some other details of this story are very shocking.
Because what scares me is that I'm going to watch this, and the whole time I'm going to keep thinking, crap, this is going to happen to my kids, and it's going to scare me.
No, not like that at all.
Yeah, I've read enough about it to know what it's about, but I still am going to watch it.
You're going to be
zero chance this will ever happen.
You're going to just look at this family and be like, are you kidding me?
Okay. Yeah, I want to get into that. We were thinking about watching it last night, but I had to catch up with Big Brother. All caught up on that, Big Brother.
How you feeling about it? Still on?
Yeah, I'm still on. I'm digging the gameplay.
How's Lolo?
Lolo's still in the house. She is...
Everybody's telling me she is crazy.
She's explosive.
Everybody says, I had a chance with her. They say, you dodged a bullet by not hooking up with Lolo.
Yeah, you did, Al.
Wait, what?
That's what people said.
No. You had a chance with her?
No.
No, oh, okay.
I said,
okay.
As if I had a chance with her. I met her one time at some charity thing. But anyway, it was like, good thing you didn't date her when you had a chance, Big Al, because she's crazy.
Yeah, man, she will blow up on you
really?
At the drop of a dime. The drop of a
That's
hat.
That's not a good trait.
No, it's not.
No.
Just every little thing.
I couldn't handle that
I
anyway.
I need to have some anger management therapy sessions.
My favorite's Ricky Williams.
Yeah?
I like Ricky Williams. That's who I'm going for right now. He's playing it cool. He's a floater.
Is he one of the last guys left? Because they've been knocking the guys off, haven't they?
He's still in. Yeah, he's still in it. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Yeah. I think the finale's coming up pretty soon, too.
Imagine he's just very, very laid back.
Yeah. Also, tonight, the Titan Games is on. That's my other favorite show.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.